Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches. Welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen. Happy Passover.
Happy Passover back.
Happy Passover.
Sammy, where are you right now? Your background is very traditional.
You see how this chandelier is like a crown for me, or like a halo, depending on your perception. I'm in D.C. I am, you know, going to have a great White House correspondence weekend. Lots of parties, lots of things going on. I actually just returned from going on a walk with one of our listeners. Shout out to Vicky. Friend connected us and she's a big fan. So giving her a shout out. Vicky, we love you. Thank you for listening.
You can call me Aunt Vicky.
Yeah. I could call her that.
Wait, so she just random person on like the street?
No. Like a friend. Like I have a friend who connected us and she like just outside of not just because she's a fan, because like we, you know, be friends, but she's a listener. And so I wanted to be like, hey, she's like, I'm a religious listener every Thursday. And she's like, I can't believe you record basically right before it comes out. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, going right now.
You know us. We need to be down to the wire, the most accurate pop culture podcast.
That's what we are. That's why we try to get about us.
Exactly.
Right.
No one knows things more than we do.
Right. We're the most up to date. We have all the good scoops, the most
all
recent
of the
scoops.
Facts.
Yeah, all the facts. But anyway, did anyone have an interesting Passover, Seder, anything good?
No, nothing good.
Okay, same.
No, I think it was pretty status quo.
Can we talk about Tortured Poets Department just for a brief sec?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the topics because it's a big topic of this week.
So it was a big deal. She released basically two albums, like one plus, what is it, an anthology? The second one at 2 a.m. And Travis Kelce did a peace sign at Coachella. Do you remember that? And then people were like speculating about like, what's the two mean? And then that's what it was, 2 a.m. And then I read that like Travis Kelce was probably like so excited he got to do that.
Right. But she also did the two sign like when she announced it at the Grammys. So I think everyone thought like, oh, like two. As if not everyone in the world and their mother does peace signs.
I know. Okay, so I actually have been listening to it. It's been like, it automatically goes on my car. And then like I've been doing a lot of computer block off calendar work and it's just been on my background. And I have a few faves, actually.
What are your faves?
I've been like kind of into it. Well, I love the Tortured Poets song.
Yeah.
The second song. And I love the Daddy I Love Him song.
Oh, yeah, same. That was my first, like one of my first faves.
And I love I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
We made a shirt. I cry a lot.
it's like a good bop. And then I thought Florida is hilarious.
It's like the last thing they need is an anthem glorifying all of that.
And so there's this girl I follow, Christina Zias. I don't know how to say her last name, but she interviewed Travis Kelce a long time ago, and she did like Kill, Fuck, Marry or whatever it is.
Oh yeah, like years ago.
And that is like what she's referencing in So High School.
Oh yeah, there's
like all this stuff, but it was just like a lot of cool things that came out. She just like kind of trolls everybody, and that's what I like about it.
Did you read the article about Taylor fatigue?
There were a few like about that.
New York Times.
Oh, it's that she needs a quality control. She needs quality control. Was that one?
I think it was just that it's like a little like people. It's like a little bit of a Taylor it's an overload.
I think I've been feeling that for a whole year. I think everybody's been feeling it for a whole year, but still. I feel like regardless of the fatigue, it's like in Mean Girls where she just can't help but talk about herself, even though she can see everybody looking at her.
Getting bored with me, but I just couldn't help
myself. Yeah, getting bored with me. I just couldn't help myself. I feel like Taylor is like, it doesn't matter whether people are fatigued. It's like, but I do feel like it was overkill to release like 100 songs.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest criticism of it. I agree. I'm with you where it just like is a sound that I like. So I don't mind having more of that chill pop sound. It doesn't really bother me. But I understand if I'm like not a huge, huge fan and I get that album, I'm like, this is really long. It all kind of sounds similar. Yeah. Even Avi, who is a fan of Taylor Swift, was like, a lot of the songs kind of sound similar and like she could have cut them. I think if she had cut a few of them, it would have been like she would have gotten better feedback. But also, I don't know if she cares. It seems like she wanted to put out every messy note.
Yes.
And that's my favorite part about it. It's like a little funny. It's a little bit unhinged. She at one point says in Thank You, Amy, that her mother wants Kim Kardashian. She suggests that her mother wants Kim Kardashian dead. There's just so many like kind of really unhinged lines that I like. I'm into them.
Yeah, the whole thing like made me feel like, you know how last episode we were saying like a Beyonce is this like woman, she's like this icon, and like Taylor just kind of makes me feel like she's just kind of like a girl, like,
yeah,
because she's like kind of petty,
like just, yeah, exactly, yeah. And it's just kind of fun. I mean, yeah, Beyonce she's had like clowny. the whole like Becky and the Becky with the good
hair. That was
hair
like one line. Not right, the whole right. History of her,
it wasn't pet. Like, no. I mean, but there were some like slut, like little digs and shit. But this whole album, every album is a dig at somebody, and like even she just like really just goes into it and she doesn't really give a shit.
I mean, the payoff is huge.
And on top of all of this, we can't not mention that she liked our Betches post that was just basically just full memes about her boyfriends, the last one being a pyramid of like a ranking of her boyfriends, that she liked it. And then it became like insane news that she liked it, which I thought was also hilarious.
You know what's amazing, though? That's going to become part of like the lore. That she liked to post on Betches when the album came out and it had such and such thing. And that's going to like be brought up, I think, probably again, because people are still talking about things she liked in like 2013. So this could become like a thing. And I don't know if it'll become a thing, but it might be mentioned in the future.
It's going to be quoted in history textbooks.
To what Aileen was saying before, I feel like there was history that tweet meme that was like, I'm just like Taylor, like I too have never gotten over anything that has ever happened to me, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it like feels like.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of funny. And like the fact that she even calls it Tortured Poets Department, like is a joke, right? Like it's funny. Hot laugh, ha ha.
Like, yeah. She's not afraid to like be a little extra. Like she's not trying to have perspective.
Right, she's being extra. Yeah, this is what I kind of like, that it's a little bit not unserious. And even just the Thank You, Amy, it's just so absurd. Like, she fully went there.
She called out her kid.
And yeah, like, your kid's going to come home.
Who's she calling out?
She didn't call North or a kid. She basically said, like, your kid's going to come home and know that and be like singing this song lyrics. And only we're going to know it's about you.
Yeah, like, that's so fucking petty.
It really is.
I mean, she's so vindictive. I kind of love that.
person. Honestly,
I'm saying, like it's all just kind of like you're a gal.
Jordana, like, you're just thinking when I was listening, I was like, Jordana, I think will like this album, except it's going to be too long for her.
I haven't listened to the whole thing. I pressed play and then I was like doing stuff. So I haven't like fully.
That's the kind a lot of the same sound. But once you listen, like again, when we went over the hierarchy of where you one should listen, it's definitely you need to listen and listen to the lyrics. Because all of it is really, it's all lyrical. It's all like her the story. Book. Exactly. Yes. It's a story she tells in her lyrics, through her lyrics. So like, and the lyrics are very, like very poetic. Again, poet's department. Like the whole thing, it's just poetry, I feel like, sort of at the same time.
I thought the lyrics of this were so much less clunky than Midnight's. And just
I
like
I love Midnight's.
I still love Midnight's, but I thought the lyrics in that, like, I just thought the lyrics in this were more mature. I thought her, even though she was being petty, I still think her perspectives were more like self-aware, more mature. Mm-hmm. But one of the critiques that she got is that, like, that people are saying is that she doesn't write like universal enough stories now, or some of her songs aren't universal enough, and that like
they're about being famous.
No, not necessarily even about being famous. Even though many of them are, but what I mean is more like you have to know the references from her tabloid life, and you have to know the reference of the marry, kiss, kill, right. And you have to like know Red. Like these highly specific things that really only apply to her. When what made people love her music is that the specific things could apply to someone else and to you. And I think that was kind of one of the outside of the length. That was one of the critiques, that you need to like be in her world of lore to really fully get it.
Well, that's also the other thing about anyone who becomes too big is like they're just unrelatable generally. Like the more famous and rich and powerful you are, like the less it's like, oh, I remember what that was like. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I even remember her getting that criticism from like, I remember her song, like Welcome to New York.
Yeah.
And their memes were like, I remember when I moved to New York also, like with $10 million in the bank.
Right. Like, yeah, I mean, that's like a big critique of hers. But I also think that's why she tries to like dress more relatably and be like just relatable, you know, petty like us.
Right. So when she liked our post, it made me think like maybe she
listen.
She just is a Betches fan. I don't think she's listening, but I think she's a Betches fan because technically she was born the same year we were. So like everything that was happening to her
was happening to us.
Is at the same time. Like we were experiencing social media and like the internet at the exact same time.
Do you think that like was her? And she's an internet girly. She's like it. She was huge on was Tumblr. Her. No.
She
not
liked
do
it.
I think
it
was her. No, not do I think it was her. Do you think that that was her sign to us? Because we had just been talking about earlier in the day.
Right. Maybe.
Taylor, were you listening? And maybe that was her being like, I listen.
There's
maybe
a
that's
song.
Her Easter egg to
Taylor,
us.
Send us there, another sign. Send us another sign, Taylor.
Song. Wait, guys, there's a song in here and I don't remember which one, but she says like betch like a few times. And maybe she
like
doesn't
camera
actually
betch smile.
I don't know which one it is. I've heard it so
is
many times.
Is that in the
that
official
I,
lyrics?
No,
of the song?
I want to make
Google
a.
Them?
No, we're going to make a shirt that says lights, camera, best
smile. I'm going to like listen again, but there's. I keep like having to do like retakes, but I still don't know what she's saying, and I haven't like.
You know, there are lyrics
too lazy
on Spotify.
To look it up.
Like you click
too
the.
Lazy.
No, you just click the like lyric.
Too lazy to click it.
Okay.
I'm just like,
we
oh,
can't
maybe
help you
she's
then.
Saying betch.
I don't think. I think she. But, oh, it's possible
she's
they
like,
changed
probably
it to
not.
Betch on like the non-explicit. Imagine.
So like, I have to.
Why would it be non-explicit?
Because
no, I'm listening
they have
to explicit,
a non-explicit.
Though. I'm listening on Spotify.
That they're Spotify's feeding non-explicit lyrics like.
Well,
I don't know why, but they're doing
that's also
me.
The other critique is that like the moms of the daughters who love Taylor, like when we went to that like Taylor Swift cover band, like there were children there, like actual.
Yes,
we were the only adults there.
Quite young.
Besides the moms of the children.
It was like little girls, like they were 10.
Yeah.
And so they're the moms of the Taylor fans have been saying like she's too explicit, like she says fuck everywhere. What do you think about that? I've been thinking about that. Like, is that her problem? Like, she's her own artist. She wants to release what she wants to release. Like, how do you feel about that?
I don't
that?
Think that's her problem. I think that's the mom's problem. Then don't let them listen to those songs.
I don't, honestly, like, that's my inclination to say too, but I'm not a parent, so I don't really know. Like, I don't know how I would feel.
She's not making a kids bop album. Like, this right. is like her, whatever her artistry wants to, whatever she wants to evolve into.
Right. That's if
like,
you only want to listen to Coco Melon, that's your problem.
Right. Like, yeah. But 10-year-olds aren't watching Coco Melon.
I'm joking.
What are they watching? I don't know. Rugrats?
I mean,
all that?
I'm kind of like one of those people who's like, you know, the kids are going to see it anyway. So just like
right.
give them the reality. But I know that not everyone feels that way. So I don't really know. I can't
it's give an hard. Opinion
like on an what. Artist. The, yeah. She's like
right.
an she's artist. Not. She's making music for like everyone. She's not like not tailoring her music. So tailoring. That no pun intended.
I agree. That's how I feel about it. But I do get it because it's in a lot of songs. Like a lot of them are explicit.
Maybe this album isn't for kids.
Right. It's a poetry album.
There's a song
album.
About masturbation. So I don't think. Or,
which
not
one?
Not really. It's Guilty as Sin. It's not really about masturbation. But it's alluding to it.
I mean,
Guilty
do you remember sin. When we were kids?
The thong song?
That song. No, that's before the thong song, there was the Anaconda song.
Oh, yeah. My Anaconda.
That's before.
Baby Got Back?
Thong song?
Yeah, I think so. That's like, was like, I think we were like 7. We were singing
oh,
that.
Anaconda don't want don't none want... unless you got buns on.
Baby Got Back.
It's kind of like the most sexually explicit thing I've ever heard.
I don't
heard.
Think any, I didn't understand what that was.
We were singing at bat mitzvahs.
I did not understand what that meant. Like.
Right. None, but it's.
My
but
Anaconda it, don't want none unless you got buns on.
I did not get that. But.
Right, but like. You're not really thinking about the lyrics, I guess, at that age, but it's different than being like, fuck it if I have you. Fuck it.
Well, that's why they changed it on Spotify to what if I can't have him, which oh. doesn't really sound the same. It's, yeah.
Fuck it if I can't. I like it. Whatever. Right. I'm into this like petty tale or like really into it.
I agree. It's her real true self.
I'm into
what did
it.
You think about the fact that everyone was like, oh, this is going to be about Joe Alwyn. And then most of it was about Maddie Healy.
Also great and petty. it's I like it because I mean she did like a little bit about Joe Alwyn and So Long London, like mm-hmm. mentioned that it was a dark relationship, right? That's what I got from that song.
Towards the end, it seems like it.
And then the rest.
Baby yeah, Got Back came out in 1992.
Thank you. So we were 3.
Yeah, we were 3 years old.
And so was Taylor.
Maybe she was influenced by that song. Yeah.
See, yeah, that's why like, she's out here with these explicit lyrics because she was too exposed to Baby Got Back.
Apparently, Matt Healy like was just stopped by paparazzis and they asked like if he liked the album and he's like, "What are you talking about?" And they said like your diss tracks and he's like, "Haha, no, I haven't listened, but I'm sure they're good."
Oh, that was a good answer. That was a good answer, but that was also so clearly set up, like a la Raquel sitting up outside the nail salon waiting for like the paparazzi to come up to her. It was very much that kind of video where like the paps catch up with the star and ask the exact question everyone's wondering so they can
right.
give their response.
Did that for Tom Sandoval too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's
funny. We should
funny.
Give that a name. We should give that
she
like
will.
A
the stop, the stop and pop.
The stop and pop. Yeah. Pop the question.
Pop
they
the
did
question.
A stop and pop too, Maddie
I think that's
Healy.
The perfect answer, though.
Yeah. It was. I'm sure it's good.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's like double meaning. Like, yeah, I'm sure she really does the shit out of me. Maybe I deserve it. Maybe I don't, but I'm sure it's a good song.
Also, it seems like an answer that he would actually give. Like, it didn't seem like a publicist wrote it. Or even if they did, it seems like he would say it.
It's also so funny because of just like the disproportion, like you were saying, like it's not all Joe Alwyn and she was with him for like 6 years or something and she was with Matt Healy for like a few months and like he probably tortured her.
The tortured poets department.
He probably tortured the shit out of her.
Well, she
like,
had
Matt Healy.
Oh, she had a relationship. It wasn't just that they had just like met then. She
right.
was apparently there was a Dumas blind that was like she was obsessed with him in 2013 and she was like chasing him then. I had heard it had been established that they had like hooked up, but not really a whole thing. And she was dating like Calvin Harris and Harry, like she was dating a lot of other people at the time. So it didn't get the most attention. But I think it was like they reconnected apparently in 2020 at like early 2020 in an award show. And then Maddie Healy was working with Jack, who's her producer. And it seems like they may have reconnected on Midnights. And there was a song they were supposed to do together on Midnights, but that ended up getting scrapped.
Mm-hmm.
And then the show that I went to in When It Rained, that was the show where she said she like dedicated something to Maddie Healy and was like, "This is the happiest I've ever been in my life, both professionally and else and in other parts of my life. And it was very weird and shocking.
Like sexually, she means?
I don't remember exactly what the words were, but it was like she was trying to say, oh, she definitely didn't say sexually, but she said not
Imagine
just
if
the
she
tour.
She said the things that Billie Eilish just said.
So funny. Like that I love to have my face in a vagina?
Yeah. And that like she like masturbates in front of a mirror.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
With Sammy's theory that she's gay.
Taylor.
Oh, yeah. She would love to have her face. I would agree if she said that.
She would literally, I don't think she would ever say that, even if she did come out.
Like, I really want her and Travis to break up because that is a breakup album that I would be very, very intrigued by.
That's why she dedicated the song, But Daddy, I Love Him, to people like you. I want him to break up. No, it definitely would be, but I honestly, like, I thought that the songs about him were kind of like,
I feel like you could make a funny diss album about him. Like, there's a lot to work
with. Oh, it's so easy. You could name a song Viva Las Vegas and just make it horrible.
That's it. That's all you would need.
But I think she, or they could, like, interpolate Viva Las Vegas. But I think what I thought about the Travis songs was that, like, even though they were sort of, like, focused on this more, like, immature young love vibe, I actually felt that for once it was really, like, balanced with how the relationship actually is. Whereas in other albums, she's been, like, hyper-obsessed with people and, like, really romanticizing them, like, extra. And now this feels – it. Why I almost feel more confident about them is because I feel like she doesn't really, like, lie in the music as much as, like, she does with, like, tabloids and pap walks and those strategic, like, methods. But I feel like – her own perspective on her relationship feels really correct.
Which songs are also about him?
So High School and The Alchemy.
The Alchemy. Okay.
They're just not like over, they're just not like obsessively like, I need to be with you and marry you for the rest of my life. Like,
well,
after very little time. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it is a good sign,
right?
Because
it's a sign of growth.
I thought they were going to get engaged. Everyone was saying they were getting engaged on Christmas.
People were saying that.
It didn't happen.
Imagine if they were like secretly engaged for a while.
I mean,
I don't think she does. She would do a secret engagement. I think she's all about the hype of the engagement.
If you're looking for simple but quality products for your 5-minute makeup routine or want full-face glam that'll stun on a night out, Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. Thrive Cosmetics beauty products are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, made with clean, skin-loving ingredients, high-performance and trademarked formulas, and uncompromising standards. It's easy to see why their bestsellers have thousands of 5-star reviews. My long-standing favorite, as you already know, is their mascara, but my favorite thing about Thrive is that they also support communities that we care about and do their best to give back. And while you know how much I love their mascara, right now I am loving their new Brilliant Eye Brightener. It is a highlighter stick made to brighten and open up your eyes, giving you an instant eye lift. You just apply it to the inner corner of your eyes to look rested and effortless. You can also use it as an eyeshadow for a perfect daytime glow or use the metallic shades for an easy smoky eye. It goes on very easily, making it easy to blend any of the 16 shades, perfect for a 5-minute makeup or a full face glam. Spring is a great time to refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. And right now you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/betches. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/betches for 10% off your first order.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them buttoned up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I love therapy. Not only are they offering you an unbiased opinion, they're also professionals in the field, and they know, because you could be going through something and you'll have someone to talk through it, but you could also not be going through something. Things might arise and you don't even realize something is bubbling up. I'm really good at identifying it now, but when I was like very early in my therapy, I didn't really realize I had anxiety or it was really affecting my life. And I figured that out with a therapist and I realized how it was affecting my life. And it was just such a great experience. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Betches.
Let's talk about Kim Kardashian, though. She tried to respond, sort of.
What did she say?
Ish. She didn't say anything. She just posted a picture with her ex-BFF, Karlie Kloss.
And Derek Blasberg for, I believe it was like for his birthday. But Karlie Kloss is in it.
And that was seen as a diss or something?
It was definitely seen as a, look at your ex-best friend on my side. She's with right. me. Hmm. But also Kim said something. Kim was on a show and she was asked about it. And she said something like, I don't want to add any more fuel to the fire. Which is smart for Kim.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So we'll see how that pans out.
Not really like much from Kim, but just a good sign.
I feel like that. I feel like this. They've played out this feud. Like I'm.
Yeah.
There's not really much more to do here.
I don't really care about it.
Well, it's. I think it's interesting that they like hate each other, but I think I'm like over it. Like, there's not much else to say. It clearly was like you know the origins.
Right.
Like. I think Taylor could be like done now with like the Kim discussion.
Yeah, move on, Taylor. But the other thing is last week I said, remember we both said
oh,
that.
Oh, yes. Like, Sammy has a prediction.
I didn't predict this myself. I just saw on like some stupid Instagram fan page of Timothée Chalamet. But like, Sammy, you said that.
That you follow?
No. It's just all my Explore page. Sammy, you said that. Oh, no, it wasn't on my Explore page. Maybe it was, and Lexa also sent it to me. But Sammy, you said that like, oh, I heard Timothée and Kylie are broken up. And I said, oh, I heard that they're pregnant.
Right. Yeah.
But now there's multiple rumors coming out since then that she is preggo.
Fascinating.
Which
I don't believe it.
I believe it. I find it. I wonder why there were rumors going on at the same time that they were separating and that she's pregnant. But now the rumors have really gotten more strong on the pregnant side.
What do you think? I don't think he would do it.
I don't think it's like up to him necessarily. Yeah, like, as long as he's.
I mean, you can. It is if you like want to wear a condom.
But I don't think that he maybe condoms. Wants it not. I don't think he wants it not to look. Happen that badly.
Wearing condoms with Kylie.
I see him as like being like not careful enough to make sure, like not to care enough to be super careful.
Willy Wonka?
He's probably so obsessed with her.
I don't think so.
Yes.
She's going to have to pay him child support.
I don't think so.
Hundo P, he's obsessed with her.
I don't believe
he wouldn't be with her if he wasn't obsessed with
her. It's so long.
I disagree. I think he's like having a good time.
That's what I mean.
It's been too long for him to be having just a good time. Right? Like it would be over by now.
I predict they'll be over by the end of the year.
That's still possible.
You might be right about that too.
That's still possible. not saying that's not something, but
both are possible.
Wait, so I watched the show Baby Reindeer. Have you guys seen it on Netflix?
I've seen that it's super popular.
Yeah.
I haven't had time to actually watch it.
It is.
Tell us about it.
I didn't like the trailer that much.
It is really weird. What's it about? Like, it's a show that is unlike other shows I've watched or stories I've watched.
Why is this show different than all the other shows?
Okay, so the premise, there's this comedian, man, who wrote this story about something that happened to himself in real life. Like, this is a true story based on this main character, the guy who plays himself, his life. He has a stalker. Like, this woman, he works in a bar, and this woman comes in and becomes his stalker. And it is the story that unfolds and how it gets really, really crazy about, because it's not all like she just stalks him and he doesn't do anything. But then there's all this stuff about like exploration of his own sexuality and all this other stuff that's ever happened to him in his life.
Why is it called Baby Reindeer?
Because she calls him Baby Reindeer because he kind of looks like one.
Who's the actor?
This redhead guy. Does he look, he's not even redheaded. No,
like a baby reindeer.
No,
his face sort he's of blonde. Does. Yeah, he looks like a reindeer a little bit. He's not blonde. Reindeers are not blonde. What are you thinking of? Like just like Santa Claus.
I don't know what I'm thinking of.
I recommend it because it's so weird, but and it's well made. I think I would say the show is different than the other shows that you see on Netflix. It's like fast paced. There's very dark comedy, but then there's also really dark moments. But then there's the like crazy element of the fact that this is a true story. So it's just, I can't give out. I don't want to give away too much, but.
Do you know why it's getting like 100%? Like,
because it's a really well-made show and the things that he goes through are very unbelievable, and the way that he tells the story is very good. Through the show, it's like very entertaining, but it's dark, but also sometimes funny, but also
it
very
like
dark.
I would like that.
Yeah, it's like fucked up. It's definitely fucked up.
Interesting. And it's fast paced.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And it's crazy because it's true.
I'm excited to watch it.
He's been in the headlines a lot now, and he had to issue a statement because there's a lot of people searching for who the real stalker is in real life. Like, who is this woman? Yeah. And then also there's something else that it, like, happens in the end. I'm not going to give it away, but people are looking for that person now to like uncover. But anyway, there's just like, and he wrote, can you like please stop?
They're doxing the guy from Baby Reindeer.
That's not the, he's like, that's not the point of the story.
Is it like what people are doing with Risa Tisa? Like what they did with Risa Tisa's guy? Looking for them?
Basically, yeah. Everybody's just looking for that person. But it's really an interesting show. Again, I don't know if I would be as intrigued if it wasn't true.
Interesting.
Right.
But it adds like this whole other element of like the fact that this crazy fucking story happened.
Spring has sprung, and that means it's time for some spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, new warm weather bedding, reflight for that summer getaway. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code BETCHES when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code BETCHES. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code BETCHES. 50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competition for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she's returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and the brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Have you guys been watching The Valley?
No. But
in a less Netflix critically acclaimed movie.
I've been watching it half
through Bravo by Betch's Instagram. So like, yeah, I haven't never turned it on.
But it's like pretty good.
Really? Apparently it's great.
I wanted to hate it because I'm like, I hate everyone on it, but it's pretty good.
No, people love it.
What makes it good?
It's just like, it's all like the drama of like the same kind of drama as Vanderpump, but it's like adding in like another little layer of like about like families. Like they're all like kind of like have families. So it feels like a bunch of like family friends.
Uh-huh.
But they're all like just as like messed up as they were on Vanderpump Rules. And like Kristen is just such a lunatic that like almost...
Like she's still a
lunatic?
She's
like a car crash. Yeah, like she's like a car crash. Like it's just like very entertaining to watch her just like self-implode and like be this horrible person. And Jax also.
Is she still she's in a relationship though. Is it is she married?
No.
No, she's in a relationship. She's trying to have a baby with the guy she's with who like doesn't live in LA. He lives in like a different
place. He's in Colorado and he spends most of his time there.
And there's like another, they pick, like, they did good casting. Like the other couples are like, you're intrigued by the other couples. One of them is like already separated right now.
So maybe I'll watch
Ryan
it.
Ryan Bailey wrote
They all have kids. So it's like you watch them all like, but they're, it's kind of like Vanderpump Rules, but if you watch them like be their monster selves at like a kid's birthday party.
Oh my God. That's awful.
So I'm saying it's so bad. Like I want to hate it, but it's, I'm actually like pretty intrigued.
Ryan Bailey wrote a post about, he wrote an Instagram post about actually why it works. And I can tell you why it works.
Oh, I didn't see
the whole analysis. He writes, the valley just works. Start in it, then it's a bunch of bullet points. Started filming in the middle of a relationship falling apart that had a secret that hadn't been revealed. I'm not going to, there are two of those actually. Jax and Kristen are messy stars. You want to watch them. A perfect couple, Nia and Danny. Janet, who knows secrets about all of them but hasn't been on Vanderpump. Jasmine and Zach add good commentary. And Jax is losing his hair. Not why it works. I just wanted to add it.
Right. And of course, Brittany and Jax are divorcing or separating.
I think Brittany's a lot more annoying on this show than she has been on.
What about her?
On Vanderpump. I don't know. Just like their whole... I'm just like... Why your deal? Like, I can't believe you're like still with this fucking guy.
Yeah, it's almost like
it was like kind of like it was like in the beginning, right? Like the younger she was, the more it was like, well, like she's so cool, she's so nice, and now it's like almost like because they're married and they have a kid, I feel like she more like defends him more, and it's becoming like a little annoying. But I'm kind of into the valley. Vanderpump, I think, is getting a little boring.
I haven't been watching the season. I like just it's, didn't.
If you fall, did you start and then you fell off?
I started and I fell off. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. They can't. They tried to recreate the magic. It's not really
because
happening.
Because of all the things you know, like, you know that they can't have a show without, while the cast is completely like just torn apart. So they're like forcing them to like have these moments of togetherness, and you're just like, oh, this wouldn't happen.
It doesn't make any sense. I think the whole like Katie Tom like love triangle where they're dating the same girl is like,
I didn't
weird.
Even get up to that.
That was very produced.
I know, it felt very produced, very weird, like for like a storyline. I don't know, Katie annoys me a lot, if I'm being honest. Everyone's kind of irritating me. I'm not like that drawn to any one person.
Yeah.
My feeling on it is that they just, like, they are trying to produce a show even as they're dealing with the aftermath of something very real. And instead of letting it just play out and be the chaos, like the natural chaos, they're also used to producing themselves, that they're still producing the aftermath of something, but they can't, like, force themselves to have, they're forcing unnatural dynamics.
Right. Which it feels weird.
Yeah. Which makes it weird. And not like a good show, I guess. I almost feel like Lala is like standing up for Tom Sandoval to be the villain on purpose so that she can keep interest on her. Like it, her.
I don't even think she seems like the villain for doing that.
She keeps like, I just think it's like weird and like being very publicly defensive of him, and I don't know. I feel like she's trying to keep it going.
Last night's episode was okay. Last night, Jax, Lisa Vanderpump and Jax come together. Jax, they're bringing him back on a bit so he can promote his new show. But she's basically yelling at him for like talking shit about her and saying that like she's just a restaurant owner, like she's like a big deal. So that was entertaining. I like when they do like the breaking of the fourth wall, which they're doing all the time now, which is actually, I think, helping the show a little bit. And Aileen, you would enjoy this. There's a part where James is like crying because he has to leave. He has to have someone watch the dog, Graham. So he doesn't want to go on vacation. He doesn't want to like go to something that Bally's because he doesn't want to leave like the dog with a stranger or something. He doesn't ever want to leave the dog. And he's like, you guys don't even understand. Like, you just have kids. Like, you don't understand it at all. Like, it's not the same thing. Like,
so stupid.
That's hilarious. Like,
very entertaining.
Is Graham still like a menace? Like, is he just like so untrained?
I don't know.
They don't really make that a big really feature like, of what's going on.
Is I heard Allie's like releasing
training.
A song.
Yeah,
released a song.
It.
I keep seeing comments on, like, she was on Watch What Happens Live, and I was reading the comments that like people are like, Allie has like ulterior motives. I don't trust that she's like.
Of course
like,
she does.
Actually, like in love with James. She's here to like.
She said she doesn't really want. She said she doesn't want to get married or have kids. She like made that a whole thing. Like she's like, I never wanted that.
of course, she seems kind of normal. And James is like an awful lunatic.
So she's just really just there to like make her, like James is basically everybody's like stepping stone to fame on through Vanderpump.
Yeah. She's like, it worked for Raquel. Yeah,
exactly. Well, sort of.
For a time.
Yeah. Honestly, if Raquel was on the show, this would be so much better.
Yeah, but she would be like so traumatized.
No, but I mean,
she's still doing her show.
That's what Rachel's saying.
Well, now they're all just like trying to like milk the situation as much. Like when her podcast came out, I think it was the one with Bethany or something. And then like the whole episode is about like them reacting to her podcast and what she said on the podcast.
And Tom Sandoval being like, I'm so upset.
That's what's missing, though.
I mean, Tom really seems like he was very into her. I will give him that.
I think he's now just maybe. I believe he was into her largely because of the excitement and the secret. But now I think he's into her because she doesn't want him.
I think the ultimate punishment for Tom is if the show gets canceled and he has nothing left for fame or like attention.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And then he, that and then that like, would happen. That's, you know, and he realizes this is his fault.
I don't see him coming to
I'm
that.
I'm also enjoying Sheena and Brock fighting. That's a highlight.
How long do you give that?
Not very long, but it's like,
their daughter is so cute.
Really?
She is so cute. I can't even handle it. Like,
gorgeous kid.
She's so adorable. I mean, they're both very attractive.
Yeah.
So I guess it makes sense, but like, they're both like so dumb. But it's fun to watch them fight with each other because, like, I think that part's probably relatable to a lot of people because she doesn't want to, like, leave her with anyone. And then I think that's part of the fighting. And then she's also, I guess, saying she's the breadwinner.
She is.
But she is, but he wants to, like, go find his own thing to do. Like, he's kind of like a stay-at-home dad.
Right, but they're getting a nanny so that he could
go out on his own.
He doesn't want to be.
Yeah.
But she kind of like sounds like she.
Yeah, because she doesn't want a nanny watching the kid. I get that anxiety. I remember watching it and like crying when she was crying. But whatevs. Yeah, it didn't hold me, the show.
I like it, but I'm, you know, I don't need to watch it that night.
So I'm going to watch The Valley.
Yeah, The Valley's making it. The Valley's good.
There have been times when I realized I shouldn't have trusted my gut, like watching that extra show when I know I really should go to sleep because I have to wake up early, or buying that pair of shoes that I really don't need. Probiotics can help with most of your gut decisions, but if your gut needs a little support, Ritual has your back. I love Ritual. I used to take Ritual's prenatals. It made me feel so strong and healthy during my pregnancy. My nails were so strong. My hair was great. I just really love the brand. Their 3-in-1 supplement includes a prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic with 2 of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains. Postbiotics provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining to support a healthy gut barrier. Ritual's delayed-release capsules are designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract. It's an all-in-one minty capsule, and there's no refrigeration needed. And Ritual uses scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritizing sustainability-sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. There's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/betches. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/betches for 25% off.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Question, could we talk about something that was very exciting to me this week? Aileen, I saw you put it on your story, the Spice Girls reuniting at Victoria Beckham's birthday.
I saw that and literally my jaw dropped to the floor. I saw it from David Beckham's Instagram. Like I saw it as he posted it. It was like 30 minutes. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is like actually happening. And then so real, like just the husband posts it because it's at his wife's party and she's just reuniting casually with her like pop band at her birthday at this like private thing. Like I just loved all of it coming together. It felt so like unproduced.
I can't believe they're 50.
I know.
They look great.
Literally. Do you want to rewatch Spice World like one weekend?
I really
we could do a Spice World party.
Want to watch it. I want to watch it and then recap it on the show.
Yeah, we should do that one day. Let us know. Everyone, let us know what you think about that. We would
love to do that for you. All of them.
They do.
And
all of them.
That's what I'm saying. They look like incredible. What were they eating on tour?
There was a really funny post, like a paparazzi picture of David Beckham holding Victoria Beckham on his back, like leaving the party. And it said like, oh, because she just like because she didn't want to walk on her like crushes. But clearly she was wasted and could not walk.
Of course. I mean, baby Spice looks like she did when she was in the band.
She's truly still a baby.
That's why she's baby Spice.
I don't understand.
Yeah, like Ginger still looks so fab. No, they all do.
Ginger's so cool. I follow her on Instagram.
But baby Ginger in particular like actually looks like she's 22 years old.
Eating babies.
Emily Bunton.
What's her name?
Okay. Emily Bunton.
Yeah. Are they like amazing? Do we like...
Should we Spice like Girls? Try to get them back together?
I think everybody would want that.
Maybe we should start a Spice Girls cover band.
Giordano, you know what we didn't talk about on Tortured Poets? Wait, Giordano, you know what we didn't talk about on Tortured Poets? There's the Patti Smith reference.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that who the cover band was supposed to be?
That's who our cover band was going to be.
Who's Patti the Smith? Guy that she says first? Like, you're not the...
Dylan Thomas. I don't know. I guess he's another person in the Patti Smith tradition. Another artist.
Oh, he's a Welsh poet. From the UK who smokes cigarettes. Yeah, that seems like the vibe he's trying to get Matt Healy.
Right. Yeah, and then she's Patti Smith or not Patti Smith.
And this isn't the Chelsea idiots. Hotel.
Wasn't there a thing with like Nicola, she wasn't there or something?
Yes, because she was with her grandmother. Spending quality time with her grandmother. I don't know.
She didn't want to go to the Spice Girls reunion?
I don't know.
Can we talk about the fact that her dad is doing a hostile takeover of Disney?
He didn't make it.
Bob Iger prevailed. Yeah. But like, what?
Oh yeah, that's been a whole thing.
I know, but like, that's Nicholas's dad.
I know.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's like quite rich.
I know, but like, rich aside, he's trying to take over Disney from Bob Iger as CEO, and like, it's like Succession.
I feel like she's in like the Roy family. It's kind of what it feels like. Like if she's kind of
she's
like
Tom
Shiv.
Wamscams?
Like, do you know what I mean? Like Tom Wamscams would take. There was a discussion in that where he was talking about taking on her last name.
Yeah.
Like I do feel like that's sort of what that was like. That same discussion was happening in the Peltz family.
Is Tom Wamscams?
Tom Wamscams. Yeah, yes.
Brooklyn Wamscams.
He kind of has like a Tom Wamscams vibe.
Oh, he definitely does. Definitely.
He's trying to find his thing.
Well, Tom Wamscams found his thing. Tom Wamscams is like the whole.
Guys, don't make me want to rewatch it. Like, I can't talk about this.
Maybe Brooklyn Beckham will be the next CEO of Disney.
Right, after his cooking and his photography and his elephants.
Maybe.
Oh, man. I really love the Beckhams. I loved that documentary. I loved all the paparazzi pictures, how their social media is really funny, how they, like, always sign their own names in their own captions.
I love their kitchen. Have you, like, taken a good look at Yavi's kitchen?
Everything is just
gorgeous.
Very funny about them, and I think that's because they're British. But they're also stunning.
They're both stunning, obviously. They're a power couple. But I also think they're British, but they have more of like American public facing.
No, but they're like humor
flavor.
Is British.
Yeah.
And they're like more self-aware and more self-deprecating. But they seem in love. Like even in the paparazzi picture of like after he carries her into the car, he's like holding her and she's like so clearly drunk. And I just kind of love, I don't know why I love it. I just love,
I
they're
agree.
All well, obsessed because, with Harper like, 7 and they call her Harper 7. And she doesn't have her own Instagram, so they hashtag her name every time just to include her so she doesn't feel excluded. It's just like so funny.
How would she even know if she was like, being excluded?
I'm sure she goes like on someone's Instagram. Yeah. She's really cute. How old like is her. She? I feel like she's like around 12.
Yeah, right? She's somewhere. She doesn't look 12 anymore, but she's definitely like she doesn't look like a kid anymore. But she just looked like a kid like a year ago. So she's probably in the tweens.
They're all really cute with her.
Yeah, they're obsessed with her.
The brothers.
Yeah. I mean, she's like the little girl. Of the...
Anyway, I love the Begums.
I feel like it's because they're public. I mean, they don't obviously go to the extent of the Kardashians, but they are willing to be more public than I feel like many British couples. And they're British and funny and fun and obviously involved in like great shit that we find entertaining. So I agree. What gems? International
and
treasures.
The fact that like Brooke and Beckham is Tom Omsgams is now going to make me laugh for the next week. So thank you. Okay, wait.
We can keep thinking about that. Yeah,
we can keep developing that as an idea. Maybe at the next B&O, we'll get him to play Tom Omsgams and recreate a scene in Succession.
Or maybe we could like have him try to pitch his Disney takeover. Yeah.
We have to talk about TikTok being banned. Well, not banned. They have a year to sell. For the rest of the year. They have 9 months.
They have 9 months, but if they make progress, they get an extra 3 months.
Yay.
It's like a what benchmark. You know?
To sell to who?
Any American business.
How does this make you all feel? What do you think about this? Like, what was your first reaction?
Honestly, I didn't care that much.
From what perspective do you not care? Like your personal usage of TikTok perspective?
My personal usage of TikTok, I feel like I understand, like, I think it's going to have very little like actual impact on any of our personal lives, whoever owns TikTok. Like, I think they're going to sell. I think they're going to figure it out. There's too much money to be made. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not like.
They're either going to figure out a loophole or it's going to be sold.
Yeah. I'm not like trembling that TikTok might be taken away.
Yeah.
That's my feeling on it too. Like I don't see a situation in which any of these people allow so much money to be left on the table just on principle. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they'll figure it out. I'm not worried about them. Like,
yeah. I'm not worried about someone trying to get their billions of dollars. They'll find a way.
All right, guys. Yeah, okay. So who are we sending to the Grand Caymans?
Nicola's dad for failing at his Disney takeover.
I want to send him because he even initiated such a takeover of like Disney. That Disney. Bothers me. Like, who do you think you are, sir? Like, what is he so mad about?
He thought that he could make the company more profitable.
Like, that's it.
that's what takeovers like. Isn't that
what
I
know? Yeah, they like that? Think that they can make, add more value to the shareholders. But apparently, Bob Iger went around and like did these personal tours, right, to like in small shareholders. And like smaller shareholders to get like their confidence in him. And
so succession.
Yeah, he's like, I watched his masterclass. Bob Iger. He's like really.
He's a very well respected CEO. Like that was not necessarily the CEO you want to try to hustle.
Yeah, people really.
Because people like him.
Should we make shirts that say leave Bob Iger alone?
It's like a YouTube video.
Yeah. Free Bob.
Free Bob Iger alone. That's so funny. Yeah, people respect him so much that Disney, like, he retired, then asked him back, and he came back.
Yeah, like, that's the guy you're
so,
trying
okay,
to
we're
after?
Sending Nicola Peltz's dad to the Caymans.
Nelson,
you're going to the Caymans.
Do we have a batch of the week?
I mean, I guess we could give it to Taylor.
She had a big week, Tay-Tay.
She had the most streams in the day one of her new album.
Yeah.
For a record, another record, you know, just lots of people.
Another
listened.
Record added to the list.
Yeah, whatever.
I think Trish Taylor has a trophy wall at home.
She has several trophy walls. It's several homes,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, probably. Pretty crazy Post Malone, like, got on this album. Like, and he was also on Beyonce's, right?
Yeah, I think I really like Post Malone. I think his sound works perfectly for this, and it works for Beyonce's
like, good
album.
Good for him,
so.
Just kind of sliding in into these two, like, iconic 2024 albums. And
Do you know he's like married and has a kid and he like no one knows who it is?
No.
Like, he's really private about it. He's genuinely like he will not like he's really, really private about his personal life.
I did not know.
Does not exploit them at all.
Where does he live?
I don't know.
He loves Bud Light.
But look it up.
Yeah, he's a really good artist.
Love. I'm a big fan. We could become Post-its.
What's your favorite Post Malone song?
Circles.
Okay. No, I don't Aileen. Know. Like, I don't. He's a good artist, though. Like, when his songs come on the radio.
He's like a Sting. Sting is an artist I respect very much. Yeah. His music, I don't really listen to it. But just the fact that he's making it, I respect that.
It's like, I like his sound. Like, if I heard a song that I didn't know,
sing
I
it. Could. Give me the
you
sound.
You don't want me to sing.
I kind of do.
I'm not singing here. It's embarrassing.
Does he sing the song Congratulations?
I don't even I know like that song.
How does
yes,
it go?
He does.
How does
it by go? Post Malone.
I don't see. Now you know how it feels.
It's that, okay. I don't want to do it. He
was, just note to audience: Joanna was bopping her head. She was getting ready.
Oh, you know who I like? Is it Quavo or Quavo? I like. He's like featured on a lot of songs. I feel like he's really good.
From that band.
We're not getting invited to the Grammys anytime soon.
Oh, I know this song.
How does it go?
I know.
My mama
worked so hard, forgot how to vacation.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. That song. Okay, I got it.
It's kind of a work song.
All right.
In some ways. So that's celebrating your work achievements.
It's not really the kind of thing that like girls like us can sing, can echo the sounds of. I don't think we're going to really pull the voice off.
Speak for yourself.
I don't think so, but it's a great song. You should listen to it right after you do this. It's a good work song, isn't it? It's about doing well at work.
Well, that's why I can do it with a broken heart.
You love work. It says, my mama called, seen you on TV, son said, okay, I'm not going to do this. All right, forget it. Got that.
Can't commit to okay. that. All right. Well, yeah. That's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Aileen.
Follow me at Sammy.
You can follow me at Jordana Abraham. And if you want to leave us a nice review, head on over to Apple Podcasts, write a nice review. We'll, we'll appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.